Here we are, outside Boston Children's Museum. If you look around, you will notice the brightly colored pavement.
One of the things they focused on was using what's called high albedo or low reflectant materials rather than your regular blacktop pavement.
That was Dom Rinaldi, a project manager for the BSC Group, a land development, transportation, and utility consulting firm. This type of pavement is designed to reflect the sunlight rather than absorb it, which prevents the temperature from rising in the general area. White surfaces can be up to 70 degrees cooler than black surfaces. This way, the museum doesn't have to spend as much money and waste as much energy on air conditioning.
Another green feature outside the museum is the storm drains.
Well, the storm drain system, what we did was we created a what's called a stormwater reuse or stormwater harvesting system, where you actually catch the stormwater runoff in the outdoor areas, and actually we took the roof runoff as well and directed it into an underground storage system.
After that, the water gets pumped into the building where it is further treated and then used for irrigation and toilet water. The gray water system collects and reuses 88% of the rainwater that falls on the site. By doing this, the museum saves 400,000 gallons of water annually.
The plants you see here are all native to New England or from somewhere with similar weather. Because of this, the plants don't need much upkeep.
There are many more green features to learn about inside the museum.